Random House Audio presents Evil, the high-flying life of Evel Knievel, American showman, daredevil, and legend, by Lee Montville. Read for you by Danny Campbell. I had his action figure. Mom picked it up for me at AmVets because she was too poor to buy me one new. My Evel came with broken parts, just like the real thing. Special Ed V, October 6th, 2008, WTOP message board. You can waste your time on the other rides. This is the nearest to being alive. Richard Thompson, Wall of Death. Introduction. The first biography of Evel Knievel was written in the winter of 1970-71 in 3 days, maybe four, maybe five, hard to remember, in a house in Palm Springs, California, that was owned or borrowed or maybe just rented by George Hamilton, the actor. The sound of the typing, yes, an actual typewriter was used to do the job, was drowned out by the high-fidelity 33 1/3 vinyl majesty of a series of Strauss waltzes that were played constantly from the latest in stereophonic equipment, each note bouncing off the white walls and white ceilings and white furniture and out the open windows to the swimming pool, where assorted women sunbathed without the stifling confinement of clothes. The first biography of Evel Knievel, of course, was a screenplay. The writer was 27-year-old John Milius. He had been hired on the cheap.